Yes, a very good morning to Brad Davidson. Brad, Ben Smith suspended after a raid on his property yesterday.
Yeah, it was something that sort of came out of the blue yesterday, guys. I'll just read out the little steward's report yesterday that was out on the Racing New South Wales website, that Racing New South Wales stewards yesterday commenced an inquiry relative to a stable inspection conducted by Racing New South Wales stewards and investigators following stewards receiving advice of two sample irregularities from horses trained by Mr. Ben Smith, a number of unlabeled and or unregistered and or unidentifiable substances were seized by the stewards and investigators obtained from Mr. Smith's stables, vehicle and residence. So all substances have been dispatched to the Australian Racing Forensic Laboratory for analysis. In addition, Mr. Smith's mobile phone and laptop computer were confiscated for the purposes of forensic imaging. So we learnt yesterday that he has been suspended at this stage. He was also charged with providing false evidence on two occasions, which he, the report suggests he pleaded guilty to when stewards conducted that stable inspection. And I believe he's been suspended indefinitely. He can continue to train for the next 7 days and won't be able to train any further beyond that, and he can't start a horse in a race from this day forward. So I saw Andrew Bensley tweet out yesterday that Ben Smith has applied to the Racing New South Wales appeals panel for that day of proceedings, and that stewards will basically gather all that all the evidence before deciding if they'll grant that day of proceedings. So, or the other, sorry, the Racing New South Wales appeals panel will gather all that evidence before deciding if that day of proceedings will go ahead. So plenty to play out there, but something that took everyone by surprise yesterday, and I guess we'll wait and see how the story develops.
Now Max Whitby and Neil Werrett have a slot that they haven't filled yet. Where are they at, and what horses are they looking at?
Yeah, Andrew Bensley had Max Whitby on his show yesterday following the Big Sports Breakfast, and basically sort of headlined or outlined four or five horses that are in the mix for them at this stage. Max Rule pretty much ruled out taking a three-year-old in the race this year. He said even if, you know, something did come out, win the Golden Rose, impressively, he's a little bit worried about those three-year-olds not being mature enough and stronger enough to handle the pressure of an Everest. So the horses that he mentioned in that list at the moment, Home of the Brave, Hootson, Kimono, the Japanese horse, Le Romaine and Prompt Response, who trialled up well the other day. So they're the ones in the mix at the moment. But I believe that they're probably likely to sit back and have a look at the Moyer Stakes at the Valley before, that's on September 28th, before really locking in there and deciding which way to go.
And Matt, I know you put it out on Twitter just moments ago, your betting strategy for the upcoming Canterbury meeting. What have you got for our listeners and our viewers?
Yeah, the best for me, I thought, was race 6, number 5, Excellent Design. I know she's only won a maiden last time in, but you could make a case to say she should be unbeaten. She should have won on debut and then won that maiden, defeating a horse that come out and won twice. His next two starts following that, including once in the city in Melbourne. So really like the way she's trialled up here. I think the $3.10 is fair enough, and I think she'll probably start favourite. She's had the three trials coming in. And I thought the next best was race 8, number 5, Metamorphic, at around that 4.40 mark. Wagner's the favourite there. I just think coming out of maiden grade from a wide gate, he's a bit of a risk at the short odds, and happy to be with Metamorphic, who probably should have won last start, and the gate cost him there, and Huey Bowman stays aboard. So they're the two for me. As you said, $100 betting strategies on Twitter.
Yep.
They're at Brad Dave, if anyone wants to check it out and have a look how we'll play the day. And we had a good day last Wednesday with that, so hopefully we can back it up.
Let's hope it's two in a row. Good on you, Brad.
Thanks, guys.